Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Today is an exciting day. It's an exciting day for a couple of reasons. One, we start football tomorrow. Training camp opens with a 10 a.m. practice. We get our fans back this year here at this facility, which I'll give you the name in a second. We're very excited also, obviously, the second part of this is our new partnership between the Denver Broncos and UC Health. We're thrilled and lucky to have one of the nation's leading healthcare systems as our partner. Our partnership will encourage and improve the health and wellness of Denver Bronco fans throughout the Rocky Mountain region. Most visible to all of you here will be the new name of this campus here in Englewood, and that is the UC Health Training Center. The naming rights and the signage, obviously the most visible probably to some of you, but there are so many more elements to this partnership, and they're very meaningful to us. We have several events planned, including a health and wellness expo coming up, I believe, in September. We'll collaborate with UC Health on health screenings, health awareness campaigns, patient visits from our players and the like. So I want to thank a few people here before I turn it over to Liz Concordia. First, from the Broncos, and they're standing here somewhere, our Senior Vice President of Business Development, Mac Freeman, who has, for 10 years, I've been driving him on this project to try and get a naming rights partner. We finally found the right one. Dennis Moore, our Vice President of Sales and Marketing. He's here somewhere. Dennis, are you around? He's in the back. And from this point going forward, carrying out the fulfillment in partnership services, Amanda Hebert is here, somewhere in the back too, as well, off to the left. So thank you to those three. Most importantly, I want to thank several people from UC Health. I want to thank Manny Rodriguez, the Chief Marketing Officer. He's in the back somewhere. He's off to the left here. Thank you, Manny, for all the hard work putting this together. All of your employees, your board of directors, including Chairman Dick Monfort. I was invited to go to the Rockies game last Friday, and I turned to thank Dick for supporting this partnership, and as I did that, this pitcher was rounding third base, running the bases, and he stumbled over his feet, and Dick shot me a dirty look. But he was very supportive and very grateful, and I appreciate the support of all the board of directors. Lastly, to my left here, and I'm going to introduce her, turn it over to her in a second, Liz Concordia has had great vision when it comes to partnerships like this. She did something and delivered something very similar, I believe, in Pittsburgh with UPMC and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Denver and the Rocky Mountain region is lucky to have someone in charge of this healthcare system that's going to take it to the next level. The trajectory for this company is off the charts, and I want to turn it over now to the president and CEO of UC Health, Liz Concordia. Liz?
Thank you, Joe. Boy, that was a kind introduction. As Joe said, we are thrilled to have this partnership announced today, as we view certainly the Broncos as one of the leading and elite national sports organizations, and we're honored to be associated with them. And we think this partnership is particularly valuable because together we really think we can improve lives in this region for our patients and fans, as Joe said, across the entire Rocky Mountain region. We also think this partnership and are confident will help advance the name of UC Health locally, regionally, and nationally. And as Joe also mentioned, we're very excited that from here on out, this facility and campus will now be called the UC Health Training Center. And that's one of the certainly exciting things that we're celebrating here today. I do think, however, it's very important to note that this is not just a naming opportunity. This is an opportunity for us to really improve the care of the patients, fans, and residents of this whole Rocky Mountain region. And if you think about how does one do that with education, awareness, and early detection, we really can make a difference in the lives of the people that we love and touch each and every day. So some of the initiatives that we will be embarking upon in the next year is a community education program with the Broncos on stroke awareness. We'll also be focusing very much on early detection by having mammographies offered at the stadium on many of the game days. And specifically, we're very excited about this new UC Health Broncos Wellness Expo, where we really can focus on sending the message of an active lifestyle and healthy lifestyle. Because after all, Colorado is, in fact, one of the healthiest states, but we also know we can do better. So when we look at how do we improve lives, if we can be early in detecting lung cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, and really making great strides in reducing the obesity rate in this state, we can jointly make a difference. And that's really what we're here for and what we're all about each and every day at UC Health. And with that, I'd like to just take a moment to introduce Dr. Schulich, who's the chairman of surgery at the University of Colorado Hospital, to briefly share with us the impact that early detection can have.
Thank you very much. I'm very thrilled to be here today. And I think this is a huge opportunity to save lives, not only in Denver, but in Colorado. What we'll do is we'll use the popularity of the Denver Broncos to get people in our communities more aware about prevention and screening. And one of my specialty areas is taking care of cancer patients. And there's a huge difference in terms of finding a cancer at a very early stage where you know you can cure that patient versus finding a cancer in a very late stage where all you can do is put off the inevitable. And there are lots of screening opportunities out there, whether we're talking about lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, pancreatic cancer, which are the top killers of Americans. And if we adequately use these screening programs, we could save hundreds of thousands of lives. And I think this type of partnership is what is necessary to get the word out and to get people to engage in taking better care of their lives as well as getting into screening programs. So thank you very much.
At this point, I think we can open up for questions. One thing I would ask, I know there might be some football questions, but if you can start with the questions relative to the partnership here with UC Health and the UC Health Center, that would be appreciated. So we've got a microphone. Eric's passing around. So anybody have a question, raise your hand, and we can – there's one over here.
Joe, you said this was important, this naming rights piece was important to you, but finding the right fit, the right company, the right match – to wait for this, what went into making that decision, and why was it important that it be someone like UC Health?
Well, you know, I think Pat Bowlen has great vision and has envisioned having the right partner, and here we have a local partner, somebody that's a leader in their industry, and it just made sense, and Liz really brought some knowledge to this, having done this in Pittsburgh, and so there was an understanding of the value that would be mutual here, you know, we're just very excited. Pat Bowlen has always told us to be the best at everything, and we believe we're partnering with one of the best here in UC Health, so we're very excited. Yes.
Hey, Joe. I was wondering what role you see the Broncos having in public health and encouraging them to be well.
Say again?
I was wondering what role you want the Broncos to have as far as public health and encouraging them to...
Well, I think it's mostly about awareness, and a lot of the elements in the sponsorship that Liz and Manny came up with, the programs, you'll see those will start to unfold as this takes shape here over the next year and beyond. It's a long-term partnership, so we hope to solidify that for a long period of time. Yeah.
Joe, I'm just curious, given Pat's situation, is there an Alzheimer's component in here somewhere or something you would...
I think you ought to speak to what your hospital does at CU relative to that.
We actually have an extremely strong neurology and neurosurgery program at the University of Colorado. We have a dedicated Alzheimer's unit, and I think we... would like to better the lives of all people in Denver and in Colorado. And one of the ways of doing that is to get them to engage in the programs that we have built and take full advantage of what we have. And we do have a lot to offer.
And I would just add, Mrs. Sonia, you know, we haven't really specialized anything or done anything, set up anything specific to Alzheimer's yet, Jeff. But I know it's important to the family, and so I'm sure we'll be having discussions down the road in some form or fashion.
Yes. How long is this naming rights commitment, and can you say how much?
Well, I'm not going to say how long, and I'm not going to say how much, but it's a long period of time, Mike. Good question. Bad answer, right? That's the way it goes. But good effort. Who else? Right here.
Convincing people to take an interest in their health can be pretty difficult, even if they are aware of certain factors. How do you convince them to maybe take those initial screenings?
So it's a combination of educating people, making them aware of statistics, and also getting to the primary decision maker within a family. Every family is different, but in my family, my wife controls a lot of the medical decision making. And if we have enough educational programs and materials out there and convince the right people, we can make a big impact. It'll never be perfect. We'll never get everyone to take full advantage of what we offer and to do all the screening that they should. But in a lot of different areas, and one of them, I'll give you an example, screening colonoscopy. The recommendation is that after the age of 50, everyone should have screening colonoscopy. Colorectal cancer is the number two cancer killer in the United States. So if you pick up colorectal cancer at an early stage, you can absolutely cure these patients. Only 30% of Americans get their screening colonoscopy as recommended. So you can imagine what kind of impact and how many lives could be saved by increasing that from 30% to 50% to 70%, and in an ideal world, 100%, right? But just making some movement there will save an incredible number of lives. And that's just colorectal cancer. What about breast cancer? What about prostate cancer? What about lung cancer?
So I think to add to that, as Joe had said, what this partnership hopes to do is to make a difference in people's lives. And there's not one way to reach out to everyone. But this will give us one more venue to use the relationship between our organizations to reach as many people as we can. And if we can get 1,000, 10,000 people to take that step and get educated and be part of a screening process, that's where it can start. So it's a one-by-one initiative, and we're really excited because, again, if we can have our organizations collectively reaching out to the public and say, make a difference, help yourself, we'll have accomplished what we've set out to do.
Joe, have you been close before in your mind to something like this? I'm just curious along the way.
Yes and no, never really. In terms of a naming rights partner, yes and no, but we never got to the point that we got where we knew we had the right partner, and we're very pleased and very lucky today to have UC Health as the partner and to have this building now called, this whole, excuse me, campus called UC Health Training Center. Any other questions? Oh, football question. We can do football. Is that all right, Liz?
Absolutely.
All right. You might have to answer a couple of these.
Joe, what are your thoughts on how Roger Goodell handled the... What your thoughts are on how Goodell handled the appeal with Tom Brady and the state of the status of...
The question didn't quite come over the mic, Lindsay, so I'll repeat it for you. The question was, how do I feel about how Roger Goodell handled the Brady suspension? And my answer is, I spend my time concerned with the Broncos, and I'm focused on what we do here. And I respect and understand his role to uphold the integrity of the game. And I haven't given the decision when it was originally made, or the appeal, or the decision on the appeal, that much thought, because we got to take care of our own business here and worry about the Broncos. Yeah.
Joe, a year ago you sat here, and it was probably one of the toughest, if not the toughest day you've had professionally, talking about Mr. B and everything that was going on there. So in the year since, you know, in this last calendar year, how have things gone as he's stepped back and had to obviously fight the battle he's fighting?
Well, we have a lot of good people in this organization. So we've had some success. We didn't have as much success on the field as we had hoped last year. It ended poorly. But we have a new look and a fresh start this year. But things are going well. We've won 4 straight division titles. John Elway's done a good job of steadying the ship and bringing in good players, setting the roster the right way. So I'm optimistic. You know, I think after this year, after last year, to come forward with a new staff and generate some new excitement, I look forward to seeing the fans out here. Last year, training camp was pretty flat. All of you that were here know that. So tomorrow we'll begin with up to 5,000 fans here. I think we can handle, and I'm really, really excited about that. And I'm excited about the season, and we'll see where we go.
How much have you talked to either Coach Kubiak or John Elway so far since they've been back this week, and to finally see this kind of dynamic with them play out in a training camp setting? Have you talked to them at all about it, or what do you think it's going to look like here starting tomorrow?
Yeah, we've had a couple of conversations individually with each of them. They're excited to be back, excited to start. Same thing I said, excited to have fans out here. Talking to John, you know, it's great to have this partnership with UC Health. So it's a fun time, and they work well together. They're in sync, I think, and I believe, and they both have the same goal in mind, you know. And so I'm hopeful that this year is we continue this success that we've had. We've won a lot of games in the regular season the last 4 years. We'd like to go a little bit further in the tournament, obviously. So that's the goal.
Yeah, Joe, I was wondering if any of the Bolin children are any closer to taking your chair, and how much longer, do you have a better idea how much longer this arrangement, you know, will go on?
I don't want to speak for if someone's closer or not closer. That's not fair to the 7 children, you know. But in terms of the timing, there's no real timetable. We are where we were last year, things continue the way they are. You know, I think the family, and I know everybody in the building, wishes Pat Bolin were here. That hasn't changed from last year. It's very hard. He's battling a really awful disease, and you know, as I said last year at this time, it's just not fair that he's not here. But I will say I'm excited about November 1st. I believe I got the date right. We play the Packers, and that night and days leading up to that is his induction into the Ring of Fame, and we'll have a lot of people back for that game, and it'll be on national TV against the Green Bay Packers, the team that the Broncos defeated for their first Super Bowl championship. So it should be a special series of a special number of days leading into it, and then the game itself. I'm really excited for that moment. It'll be great for Pat Bolin and terrific for the Bolin family, I believe. The question was, do I expect Pat to be at the induction ceremony on November 1st? And right now, Nikki, I can't project whether he will or he won't. I just don't know. Anything else? We're good.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming. We're going to head down, I believe, Rebecca, now to the unveiling.